morning or afternoon to you. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to The Carrie O'Connor Show. I am a guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insights I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here with you during these accelerated times on the planet to offer you guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me, as this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific and ask to have it stay to one question. So I'm excited to be here, and I want to give the number out. It's 1-800-930-2819. And again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And before we go to the phone lines, I'd like to take a little, what I call the tip of the week, as far as I love to read energy fields, and that's what I do. And so you are an energy field to me. And so what is an energy field? We are all have heard many times before, and if you've listened to the show, I've emphasized so many times that we are energy beings. Science has already shown it. Even in the year 1987, if man won a Pulitzer Prize, Nobel Prize, by showing that we're one billionth matter, and the rest of us is 99.999999% energy. And so being that is who we are, it's like we kind of dropped the ball, having learned that in 1987. And so this is where we're picking up the ball, meaning, okay, now that it's proven that we're energy beings, then what does that mean? It means that we have a responsibility and accountability for changing our, if we want a life of empowerment, if we want a life of grace and ease, if we really want to make shifts and changes, but we feel like we can't because we start telling ourselves stories of disempowerment, the keys are within our energy field to change that story. We have literally empowerment and mastery written in our DNA. That is our birthright. That is each and every one of ours invitation. Every single master said you could do this too and more, and that means making water into wine, parting the seas, making miracles, and most of us just want to get through the day. So I'm here to bridge that period as we're becoming the miraculous beings that we already are, as we're remembering that, how we can incorporate this through our day in and day out so we just don't want to just exist through life and just accept mediocrity, where we really embrace the whole enchilada, really get into the whole meat end of life, because there's so many people that just are going in this period where I see it's like I call it the time to make the donut posture. So it's like accepting mediocrity, and that's not what we're here to do. Can you imagine any master, Jesus, Buddha, God, is saying, okay, I'll take this mediocre job because I can't do anything else. Those are stories that we say in our pit, and those past stories influence our daily life. And so this is where we are being encouraged to change the view. So, you know, those viewfinders, those things that we used to have when, at least I was born in the mid-60s. So we're being encouraged to have those, if we don't like an aspect of our life, to change the view. Everything that we have, the only way we can truly change things is to change on the inside. So the empowerment and the keys are truly within ourselves to be able to make the change. And so let's say we don't like where our job is going, then how we change it is by taking a look at it differently. And so where we could look as far as what is our heart's desires, what do we want to do, does this job make us passionate? Did it make us passionate before, and now we just are losing the passion? We're here to be passionate beings, creative beings, being a piece of creator. What our natural state is that we like to create. So it makes sense if when we think about it that way, simply as being pieces of creator, that we're here to be creative. creative and like to create. And so as we do that and we find our passion, then we start going for, we create an energetic pull that starts pulling in those that experience. Think of energy, like attracts like. So let's go with the job example. So if you want to change your job and you feel like that the story is in your head is you can't do that. It doesn't have insurance. You don't have a pension plan with that. You have to change your whole life. What about all like scary stories, and you start scaring yourself out of making major change? You're really being invited to what I call, what the guides are starting to call now, is having the trifocals. And the trifocals are a different view, where part of the view is where you're an observer, so you see the whole situation above, the like a bird flying, the eagle view. And then you're also invited to having the middle part, the middle glasses, is the human-to-human experience, and also being able to see the underlining themes, which could keep us from making the major shifts in our jobs. So as we have put on these symbolic glasses, these perceptions, it's an invitation to change our perception in our life. And so all of a sudden, going back to the job example, if we want to always have opened up our job and been a pastry chef, and that's something that we always wanted to do and that we're really good at it, we start making those steps to go for that. So we start taking the classes. We start getting the education. We start saying yes to life, that we want to, we're willing to take those steps to be the pastry chef, and then you can you'll expect miracles, because you start shifting the energy, you start changing the view, and then all of a sudden you'll be in a restaurant and you'll be talking to somebody, and they'll say, oh, my brother just opened a store and he's looking for a pastry chef and he's offering insurance and this and that. And so I could tell you miraculous story after miraculous story, that when people start just stopping resisting and thinking, no, that's not how it can happen to me, it's too late, I'm too old, it's not going to happen, if they just stop the resistance and just saying, you know what, how about if, there's tons of those stories where people have miraculous things happen to them, how about if it's the flip start around, and that you're one of those people, that's the story that it happens, where you do meet the person that just opened the place up that is looking for the pastry chef. And so the more we start accepting that and then not resisting it, the more we have what is called like attracts like. We start attracting those kind of like experiences in our life. And so the more we start having those experience in our life, the more we want more of those in our life. And so then we totally change our view on life. So the tip of the week is to get your view, look at your viewfinder, and your viewfinder, look at those aspects of your life and see if you're living the most empowered life that you want to, or is your viewfinder a little stuck and it could use a little grease. And if it is, that's when you use those perception glasses and you start looking at where you can make those shifts, take those steps. Those first steps can seem the hardest, but in the hindsight, those are the steps that are when you dive in, instead of taking dive into something, dive into the water and start making those steps for your dreams to happen. And because you know what, the water's there waiting for you, and we can't, spirit and guides can't help but make us do anything. They're inviting us in to do this, live a miraculous life, and so now it's time for us to do it. So jump on in, the water's fine. And so I want to give out the phone number again, because when we come back from the break, we are going to be going to the phone lines. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. And again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And to reach me for any upcoming events, you could reach me at carrieoconnor.com. That's www.carrieoconnor.com. And the email address is union1111@yahoo.com. And we have all upcoming events, free teleclasses. We just did a teleclass yesterday about the twin flame relationship, which you still can sign up and get, because we taped that, and so that comes with a booklet, and it's a two-hour class about how to attract the twin flame relationships in your life. And there's also we still have a recording of the sacred relationships. So we got a lot of stuff happening on the website, so it's always good to check in on there. And if you're not receiving our free newsletter, sign up for that, because we're always letting you know what's going on as far as events that we're giving away, classes that we're giving away, different things that are happening to us, because we're always shifting and moving around there. So that's carrieoconnor.com and or union1111@yahoo.com for any kind of questions that you could have. And And we're going to be going to the phone lines. So that number that to call in is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819.
People want three things when they build and plan for retirement. The most amount of money for the longest amount of time with the least amount of risk. Now, I'm sure you currently have a 401k or an IRA of some kind. However, there are five things that can wipe out your current retirement plan, like disability, market loss, taxes, litigation, and premature death. Call today to find out how our retirement plan is protected from these five financial storms. And remember, retirement planning should come with a peace of mind, not uncertainty. So call 888-252-3083 or visit debt-free.com. MCA.com.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Are you tired of treating your animal companions with toxic drugs? Do chronic, degenerative, or disabling conditions affect your horses or pets' quality of life? Quantum Healing, created by Dr. Susan Seeley, with over 25 years as a veterinarian and 40 in the equestrian field, brings hope of true health and healing for your pet or equine companion. Visit quantumvet.com. Learn how Quantum Healing can benefit your animal companion. That's quantumvet.com.
The year 2012 and the great shift of the ages. The biggest story ever and the clock's ticking. Tired of all the doomsday predictions? Jack Alice has written a blockbuster novel, Infinity's Flower, showing us a vision of the new world and the vital role we play in creating it. Find out how at www.infinitiesflower.com. That's infinitiesflower.com.
Do you want a better relationship, to achieve outstanding business and career goals, or to improve your health and fitness? You have the answers. All the power you need is within you. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings of the conscious and unconscious mind, with a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Contact the Empowerment Partnership and unlock your hidden potential. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our Maximized Living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
Get current weather, traffic, and news. Visit 1150kknw.com and stay informed with Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, your guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And Benny, let's go right to those phone lines.
Groovalicious, my dear. We'll start the Monday off right. We're going to go to Brenda. She's calling in from Los Angeles, California. She's been doing some energy exercises lately, but she still needs a little more help. So let's bring on Brenda.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
I'm irritated. I'm uncomfortable. I think I'm frustrated because I feel like I've been doing a lot of work on myself, and I don't like the way I'm going through life. I'm not experiencing grace and ease.
You know what, Brenda? It's hard to hear you. It's like I heard that you're frustrated, that you're irritated, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm
not experiencing grace and ease, and I would like to shift whatever it is I need to do to get to that point, and I'm physically very uncomfortable.
Yep. Yeah. You know what, Brenda? I can't emphasize that if there was a magic pill, I'd be passing all of them around, right? But what I know for a fact, and what every single teacher has said that what the fact is, and every guru that I've ever studied underneath, is that the biggest thing that we are doing is we are creating new narrow pathways in our energy fields, where our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional. And so every time that you're experiencing uncomfortable, by closing your eyes, shifting your breath, getting into your thymus and getting into your heart space, you're changing the viewfinder, right? And so there's a part where all of us want this, like, and the child in us say, I want this and I want this now. I'm a good person. I deserve this. Good God. What the heck? And it almost seems like a tease of saying, you know what? I'm doing my energy exercises. And what the heck? Why am I not seeing this in my life? But what one thing that we want to remember is that we especially in the United States, we weren't brought up with really good energy maintenance, right? We're taught to take showers, bathe ourselves, but not wash and rewire our energy field like in some other countries, right? And so over in the East, they're very, very familiar with their energy, or in India, right? And so in India, it's not common for a person to go up and say, here, let me pull out, and then they pull out and literally create crystals or sand or dust or whatever, because they're part of their culture is that they have been taught since they were very little that this is part of what they believe in, this is part of the truth, this is part of what you can do this to and more, and so they all collectively hold that within their energy field that that's available for them. We are collectively knowing that as far as getting to connect with that. So every single time, going back to this simple but profound little weighing machine in your heart that you choose love over fear, then you are changing and flipping your energy field. And so it's getting to that 51%, and we're not talking about 80%, Brenda, we're talking about 51% of our energy bodies, and that means our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, holding that light, then we start feeling it's easier for us to get into that state of grace and ease, right? And also with that state in grace and ease, I am being told to tell you the story. I went up to one of the teachers of mine that I admire, Peggy Phoenix. She created the EMF balancing. And I went up to her, and because I've never seen anyone whole core more than in my life than she did. Her energy field just radiated like a saint. And so I said to her something like, she was going off to teach with her husband, and so she was traveling with her husband, and she looked like, you know, she had a spiritual relationship with her husband. She was traveling. She was doing what she loved what she did. And so everything looked fine. And so she said, you know what, Carrie, right now, I don't know where the keys to my car is, and Stephen can't find those, and right now the house is unlocked, and blah, 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 blah. And she was saying several things in their life that was very irritating, and they had to get out of that class and go on a plane. And so they had all these things that was really irritating that they could have gotten totally interfering with their life plans, and so, but they still had to hold course. So it's not like things aren't going to happen. Things, like everyday things, could come and irritate us. We could get in lines of traffic, right? It goes back into going with those glasses, how fast we can get those glasses on to look at the observer and say, wow, I'm in this line of traffic, so I can't do anything about it. So I'm going to take it in and start noticing my neighbor. Wow, I never noticed that guy next door. And boy, he looks really sad. I'm going to say a prayer for him because he looks really sad. And even though he's a complete stranger, it's going to get me out of my head about thinking about me being late in traffic. I'm going to say a prayer for him. And then you know what? I'm going to look at that little lady. She looks a little sad. And so then you start connecting, and then all of a sudden the traffic seems to go by a lot faster. And then not only did you, the traffic goes by faster, but you connected on a soul-to-soul level. You sent out prayers to people, which then has them create an energy wash, which they go off. And we have no idea how much that profound energy blessing that we did to somebody, that they could go home and they had a shift, and it helped with them where they don't go and kill themselves that night. And that's not being dramatic. That's being where I've seen it many times in my life where our energy frequency around the person helps shift them. So there, we can get frustrated. We can, this is rebirthing and we are in active labor, right? But there's also a part of knowing that there is an end, but there's also the part of when that child is frustrated and irritated, that child is like stamping her foot saying, no, 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 no. And so what are you going to, instead of saying, no, 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 all that crunches and smashes the energy out. And so then that's when you want to take that child, put her on a tire swing, spin her, do, have her feel loved, wanted, have her literally spin in her, put your arms out and spin, and it's going to change the frequency around you. It cannot not, because you're breaking the trance of fear. When you're irritated and you're frustrated, you got aligned in the dance of the trance of fear and separation, and it goes back to how fast we could get ourselves back on the horse again. And then it will be a part where we don't seem as we fall, like that we fall. It's like we don't fall from grace, but there's a part that there is a process with this and there is a practice with this. And so it's like every single time you align yourself, it is helping you create bridges where you don't, when you, where it feels like you fall from grace, it doesn't feel, the fall doesn't feel so far from off the horse. And so I can't emphasize how much that when I'm looking in the energy field, I'm seeing profound shifts. And then so I'm inviting you to use those glasses to look at the big picture. And I always, when we can't get out of our own head, it's like ever since I was 3 years old, I did amen, hallelujah, or I would just start praying for other people. Just China. I would just start praying for China people and just like get out of my heart energy that wants to be constricted and say, you know what, right now I know that those people over there, it can seem like they're across the world, but they're our brothers and our sisters, and so I'm going to send healing energy over there. And then all of a sudden when it comes back to us, that it's, there's a healing, we get a wave back of healing energy that's given back to us. And so that's, and then that makes us feel more at peace. And again, we notice that we whip out the tools instead of getting frustrated.
Okay, Carrie, would the energy work I'm doing have anything to do with why physically I feel so horrible?
Yes, absolutely. Think of it that we are, when as we're going up to the 10,000 watt beams, we're pulling forward anything that's even was 1,000 watts. And 1,000 watts in the beginning of January was looking pretty good. So as we are becoming the homoluminous bodies, we are, we're pulling up into old stuff. So think of that. But so we could feel horrible, right? But also,
well, I've had thyroid issues, like I've heard you talk about, and, yep, and that's still totally out of whack. But I mean, some days I wake up and I just physically am so uncomfortable. I don't feel like doing anything but laying in bed, and then I'm uncomfortable, yep, laying in bed.
Well, think of that's when you're feeling that way. That's when tap your thymus, because the thyroid, when it doesn't go out of whack overnight, right? And so, but you can get it by doing this small stuff. It tapping the thymus again, it helps to get back into whack. And also, when somebody's thyroid is off, it is it's associated with every single cell of your body, and so it affects every single part of your body, including the bones, including the endocrine system. It affects everything. So there's a part mood swings, and so there's a part of understanding that you are healing and flipping this around, and so that goes to give yourself profound healing in this thing, and so concentrate on the profound healing part, and so. Because that's what I'm seeing your thyroid is turning back to, because your thyroid is saying to me, means like thank you. It means I'm spreading out, and I'm also getting rid of cellular frozen post-traumatic stress that has to do with on the right side, and that also could be, that's associated with the mental body, and that has to do with an emotional body, so that has to do with why you're feeling frustrated and irritated also.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, that leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show on the Dr. Pat Show, 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Carrie, should we run off to another one, start things off before we run off to our break?
Sure.
Groovy. I'm down with it, too. Okay, let's bring on Lynn. She's calling in from Port Orchard, Washington. She wanted just to connect up with her guides and see if they have any good information for Lynn. So, Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hi,
Lynn, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. So you're wondering about the guides?
Yes.
Okay, it's interesting. Because I have, I'm hearing London as in London, England, right? And then I'm hearing London Bridge is, I'm hearing that song, London Bridge is falling down. And I'm seeing you as a little girl. And then I see this very tall guide behind you. And I swear, he's got an English accent. Are you connected? Do you hear him or feel him?
No, I don't.
He's been with you since you've been very little. And actually, he's showing me, going back to when you were very little, and I'm seeing you at 3 to 5 years old, and especially he comes into your right side, and it's like, think of him as, he's showing me that when they step forward, it's like he had been hanging with you when you were little, kind of stepped back, because at times guides go, I see other ones take a step back as other ones step in. We have a lot more than just one or two guides. We have soul family groups that come in during different parts of our evolutionary process. This guy that's coming back in particular, he has like an English accent, and usually I don't get into the accent part, but he's making a big deal about it, and especially he's going down to, think of, he's helping you with that right side of your body, so that's the male side, and especially when getting rid of any kind of residual energies where it could feel like fight or flight, like all of a sudden you can hit a pocket of cellular post-traumatic stress, like what we were just talking about with Brenda. What she was hitting was different pockets, and her body was getting irritated and frustrated. So other people get into like a moment of like fear, or what happened to me, or picking up on other people's fear, or like a shaking kind of deal. So he's here to help you, especially if you're empathically picking up that other people could use some grounding and support, right? So as being a teacher, help or healer, okay? So he's absolutely here to help you, because it's like you're the eye of the storm. So he is, and also he's showing me as far as Jonathan, and then he's showing me Edward Jonathan. Now, I'm sorry, he's going to say his name is John Edwards, but it's, so I would absolutely connect with him, and he is going to help you, especially over the next 6 months, and you're going to absolutely be bombarded with the numbers 222, and he's going to, that's his signature that he's in around, and also a very smell of honeysuckle, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And we'll be back on the phone lines after this short break. This is the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Are you suffering from chronic pain and fatigue? Are you tired of taking medications? There are solutions that are completely natural and effective. The key is to identify the root of the problem and allow your body, mind, and spirit to do the healing. At Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Darvish and her staff do just that. Treat you as an individual, find the root cause of your symptoms, and stimulate your innate healing. Call Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or visit drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
For years, I was searching for a church that spoke about God in ways that made sense to me, in ways that recognized my struggles in life and then helped me find solutions. I found that church. It's the Center for Spiritual Living, a wonderful community that is helping me build a better life and a better world. Each Sunday, Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis inspires me to create a world that works not only for me, but for everyone.
Honoring all paths to God, the Center for Spiritual Living is located just east of University Village on Sandpoint Way with 3 Sunday services. Visit online at spiritualliving.org.
Susan Kovalik, international speaker and author from the Center for Effective Learning, has created a character education program designed for teachers and parents. The Lifelong Guidelines and Life Skills provide the language and tools to guide children and teens into becoming caring and responsible citizens. To learn more about this dynamic and life-changing program, call 253-815-8800 or visit thecenterforlearning.com. That's the center, the number 4, learning.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, relaxing on a Nile cruise, and exploring the sacred temples. For travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt in October. Call for information at 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Energy medicine is the new frontier of medicine, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Research at the Institute is proving energy medicine to be effective for challenging and chronic health conditions. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 866-303-HEAL. That's instituteofhealing.com.
you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwick uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carol Carr Show, the guest talk show of the guest talk show, the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show.
There you
and
go.
I am
you got
Carol
it out
Carr.
There.
And I'm just going to go to my friend Benny and say, Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
That's right. I'm your little buddy. I got your back.
That's
like a,
right.
I got your back like a JanSport.
Thank you.
Which would be a brand of backpack. Okay, so we'll go off to the phone lines. We've got Noreen calling in from Redmond, Washington. She broke out in hives on Friday, and she wants to know what's up. So hopefully she's okay now, Noreen. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
much,
good.
Much better now. Thank
okay,
you.
Good, good, good. So, Carrie, let's see what she's got for us.
So you were, was it more on the right side than the left side? It started out on the right side, yes. Yep. It's interesting because it's, and your dad's in spirit crossed over?
My what?
Your father's crossed over?
Yes.
Okay. Because he's coming in. Actually, it's interesting because he shows me the first thing, even before you said anything about, as soon as I tapped into your energy, the first thing I was seeing was somebody dressed up in like a bee haunt, like somebody, a beekeeper, right? And I was like, what the heck is this? Because I'm, to be honest, I'm afraid of bees. And so red yellow jackets in particular. And it wasn't talking that, I'm not saying that it's related to a bee sting, but what he's talking about is the apparatus. It's those things that they wear. You know, the whole beekeepers, they have those, that guarded clothes, right? So think of what Dad is talking about, especially think of the skin as the biggest organ in our body, right? And that we're going through a big, huge detoxing period right now. And actually, did you just go through, I feel like part of this is allergic reaction, but also part of this is like an acceleration of your growth period where I'm seeing a lot of people are doing emotional detox through their physical body. It's like they're accelerating. It's part of their growth process where they're saying, I'm clearing up my body, and then they're getting rashes. And it's like really weird rashes that people are having because your dad is showing me, giving me exactly that information. It's like the same thing as you. And thinking again that the skin is the biggest organ that we have and that right. We are, as we are bringing our stuff up to the light, there's a part that our body, actually I give this whole lecture this morning in the intuitive circle about the skin as being, I'm seeing the receptors of it are looking for the light. And so, Noreen, this is what I'm seeing, that part of it, especially on the right side, the dad side, and this goes back to the little you of looking, think of light means love, it means support. And also I'm seeing that part of this goes right down, it's attached to the emotional body and the mental body. And so think of that, do you do a routine throughout the day as far as the energy routine?
As far as what?
An energy routine, energy clearing?
Yes, I do.
I would amp it up, especially through now, it's June right now, good God, through the J's, June and July, okay? So amp it up means just like throughout the day as far as just tuning in a little bit more, especially with the platinum energy and visualize a platinum plate 12 inches underneath your feet and above your head and run the energy up and down. That's bringing the divine feminine energy that's going to really help you as far as anchoring. As soon as I just did that, your whole body just started taking in. The receptors went from outside searching to going inside. It's inside of you. It was like really, it was good. So, and also taking in as far as, think of it as emotional detox. And so the dad's also giving you scissors and getting rid of anybody that's pulling you down, Noreen, as far as anybody
given you as far as a detox diet of people, like, again, emotionally, there's people that can be negative. You know, the negative Nellies, right, that he's encouraging you to, you can cut them away from your life as far as positioning them differently in your life, and you're going to feel like you can breathe. And this is where I'm seeing that this is a huge step in your evolutionary process, that it's a really good thing, because I see a whole, your whole right side. I love when I see eagle wings or condor wings. That means to me, like, so it's your angel wing, and you're expanding it out, and the right side is all about the energy we put out to the earth. It's all about our hopes, dreams, and desires. It's about the male side, our male connections, and so it's like you're going up to that fourth elevator of more joy, more peace, more happiness. And so think about that the skin is detoxing detoxing old emotions, okay?
Great.
All right.
I had a feeling that's what it was. I just wanted to kind of confirm that.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And you're doing a really good job with that. So keep up the good work, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks very much, Noreen, from calling
Thank
in.
You.
All right. Let's go back over to, actually, let's go to New Orleans, Louisiana, where we have Kim calling in. She has a question about relationship, and she wants to know if this guy is actually the Carpe guy. So, Carrie, I think you know what that means.
All righty.
Kim,
hi,
are you there?
Carrie. Yeah.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Guys. Yeah, good. Thanks. Okay, Carrie, so I think that I haven't met him yet. I've emailed him a couple times. This is the friend of my friend. But I have a picture of him, and I know his name, and I'm thinking maybe you could kind of tune in to me and see if this is the guy.
Okay.
Because I know you've seen his picture at least once, if not twice already.
Right. Actually, is he wearing some kind of hat?
No, not in this picture.
All right. The first thing I saw him was, it was like a hat, and I saw a donkey behind him, and then I feel like like somebody's wearing a poncho and almost like a Peruvian guide that a Peruvian guide. Like if you were to go on a tour of Peru, and
yeah,
that he is coming in as far as with that that kind of energy, and also very grounded and very earth-like, and so I'm noticing saying Peruvian guide, and the Peruvian guides are associated with shamanism and carpies, and so think of that. What he's showing me is that his image, as far as him, in especially in the past life, and he's looking. And I like when they I like when they do a tongue on their cheek, like a kind of like I got a secret, you know, that kind of thing. And so I like when they do that, because that means to me like kind of like an S eaten grin, you know what I mean? So he's like doing that kind of energy, and so he's a lot of fun, and he has definitely connected to Pukiai, sacred play, dad saying yes, 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 and also there's a part where your father, and also he's with the Pukiai, he's helping you get connected right into that center of the thymus, and so have fun with it, and there's a part that he's got a good sense of humor, but also I swear to God, you're going to see a picture of him with him and three amigos that did this play, and it could have been a college play, or it was some Halloween thing or something along those lines. Just think of him and three amigos. It was some kind of, again, some sort of joke thing. But I really like his energy. And then he turns into an ancient shaman, which is right up your alley. And especially weaving in that left side of that receiving, taking in his energy is already having you really activate your left side a lot. So that's good.
You know, Carrie, one of the things that I'm kind of surprised about myself is that this guy, you know, I teach, okay, school. This guy teaches at an A-plus institution, okay? He's associated with an A-plus institution. I am associated with a E institution. So it's interesting to me that I didn't really understand this in myself until this guy is like one of the most powerful manifestors I can imagine in my field.
Yep.
And now I'm like, whoa, I didn't realize I had any self-esteem issues.
Right.
Until now, it's like, whoa, well, that's a gift, I guess.
Right, absolutely.
Now I know I got to work on it.
Right, right, and especially because what your dad is showing me, the first thing that I was seeing his, so think of his energy as even bringing in, again, Pukiai, sacred play, having the child get through sacred play, going to the thymus, and the first thing I saw that his energy was doing was working through the strands of DNA that was going to the third strand of DNA and the heart chakra and over to the left side, the feminine side, where I saw you as a little girl that has, I absolutely think think of going back, especially in the emotional body. So he's here to help weave this emotional body. So think about, Kim, that there's a part of your body, and that's the way you're wired, is that you think things out and you've worked things through, like through clear knowing cognitively, right? And
right.
So there's a part
right.
where there's an emotional component here that's that you could have not looked at before, or the way you looked at it was like, I'm seeing you looking on the outside of like a crystal ball. So it's like, I could see clearly through the crystal ball. So I'm clear knower. So I think it's done and over, right? And so it's a done and over, and it looks clear. It's all crystal clear. I'm all done with that issue, right? And so, but meanwhile, it's like it's done through the mental body, but it's not gone through the mental, emotional body. So this is perfect. So this is, it's wonderful that this has come up for you, because it's already working on the energies of your left side of your body. And so that is a win-win for you.
Great. Okay? Thank you so much, Carrie. Have a
You're
blessed
welcome.
Day. Thanks.
All right. Have
Bye.
A good day. All righty. Thank you. And Benny, yeah. I think.
Yeah, we're about a minute and a half out, Carrie. So you want to just give out some of your information so people can get a hold of you?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you.
Sure.
Benny's so smart. My website is carrieoconnor.com, and the email is union1111@yahoo.com. And also, we did a class. We have the Sacred Relationship tape that is on tape. If you go onto the website, you could absolutely listen to that. But also, we did a two-hour, and it had been actually a two-and-a-half-hour class last night, as far as the twin flame sacred relationship. And that was a really profound class that you can still sign up for. You could still purchase it. And it is well worth the $33. It is packed, filled with cutting-edge information, as far as a lot of people are talking and feeling the activation of the twin flame. Just think of Kim's questions. I felt like a twin flame energy, or that's what she was talking about as far as the thymus heart. So we're really waking up on a subconscious level, if not on a conscious level, of recognizing the twin flame energy. So think of that. Think of the 80s and 90s. We're all like, oh, he's my soulmate, she's my soulmate. So it's all this soulmate stuff. And so what I see is that we're all soulmates. We're all pieces of God. And so we're all soulmates. But this is the twin flame energy is different. And so in the sense of that, we are being called to want all our relationships have that twin flame energy. So go and find out information about that and bring in that twin flame relationship into your life, and we'll be back after this break.
Find out how you can turn any obstacle to boost your life to the next level. Discover how you can overcome your fear with faith and courage to create amazing results. These strategies are taught by Julie Thong, a Cambodian genocide survivor. Julie is an inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and author of Kantaya, My Courageous Quest for Love and Freedom, and The Power of Fear. Face everything and rejoice. Call 888-842-2008. Or visit juliethong.com.
Is one of your loved ones in crisis, or would you like to empower your family to prevent a crisis from occurring? Crisis Intervention Coaching has a goal to empower every family to overcome any challenge with education, strategy development, and ongoing support. Take the first step to create workable solutions and empower your family today. Visit crisisinterventioncoaching.com or call the 24-hour hotline at 888-592-8400.
What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality. To wake up feeling clear and refreshed. To live without allergies. More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit lifeforceplan.com or call 1-888-236-7780.
Louise Hay has shown millions of people how to heal their lives. You can be next. Now, Louise's inspirational life story is captured in the new You Can Heal Your Life, the movie. This loving portrait of Louise and the impact of her life work features guest appearances by Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, Doreen Virtue, and more. See the movie that's changing lives, now available on DVD. To watch a free preview, visit www.youcanhealyourlifemovie.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. Small, B-I-Z, Sherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
Click the shows page on 1150kknw.com for the scoop on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And I am Carrie O'Connor, your guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
We certainly will. And if, again, we actually have another line open. I think we got a little bit of time left over. So let's just go ahead and give out that number one more time. It's 1-800-930-2819. It's 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to Cheryl. She's calling in from Auburn, Washington. She's got a house that's almost ready to sell. She's not quite there yet, but she wants to know what the next step is. So Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm tending to feel anxious about everything in life, and the house is one of them.
Okay.
I would just like to get it done and know what we should be doing to get it done and who we should be going to, how that's all going to work.
Mm-hmm. Think of, remember that that all of this is your, what I talk about going up to that fourth elevator. What you're doing is rebirthing yourself, and so that's... Remember, it's really common to feel really, really, you know, kind of disoriented. You're unrooting yourself, right? And so it can have a disorientating feeling, right? But the biggest thing when it goes down to it, when I said to your heart before, with no words, I put pictures to your heart as you were talking. I said, Cheryl, stay in the house. And I threw a ball at your heart, and I watched what your heart does. And your right side of your heart closed down, and it dropped like a lead balloon right in your root chakra, right? So what does that mean? That means before, I watch energy patterns before our head could get in the way. Our head is the ego that will say, don't do this, or it will scare us, right? Or say, this is hard, this is struggle, or it could just keep us in that separation state, right? So by taking that ball, it's like giving you, it's like not, energy speaks faster and louder and clearer than our ego, right? And so what you showed me rarely, really, really clearly, Cheryl, was that when I said to your heart, stay in that house, don't sell it, and because it's going to sell really soon, and if that thought, you closed down and your head, that went down like a lead balloon. So that means to me that there's, even though it could be feeling kind of up in the air and things could be things can be a little bit shaky, that I'm seeing the left side of you, the receiving side, the taking in side, I'm seeing that as opened up as a flower. I'm seeing this as that flower turns into the lotus flower, and so the lotus flower, think of a 1,000-petaled lotus flower, has a solid foundation. Think every single petal is a foundation that expands out, and so, and the left again represents that receiving, taking in love, nurturing, energy, money, all of the opportunities. So that's what your heart is showing, and so the more you, when you feel in your energy contracting and doing that separation state, that's when I always go back to as far as the energy exercises. It says, how fast can we get ourselves back on the horse again, as far as in alignment? Because when I'm looking at your heart energy, it's your heart is very crystal clear that this is a good move, a smooth move. And so when I say that to you, as far as this is what your heart said, does that resonate with you, Cheryl? Does it surprise you that your heart sunk like a lead balloon at the thought of staying there?
That I want to stay there, or that I feel stuck there?
That it feels, I do. Did it surprise you at all that your heart instantly showed me that if you stayed there, it would feel like you were stuck like a lead balloon, and it would be like not happy.
Oh yeah, I really want to get this done. I want to get the house.
Okay. All right.
Finished.
That's good. So that's it. So you're recognizing, you're connecting that that's what you really want this done. Good. All right. So that's the first step, is awareness and recognizing that, right? Second step is that I'm seeing that this is like right around the corner. This is all up in the air, right around the corner. So it's like dotting the T's and crossing the I's. So I'm seeing as far as getting the all the paperwork in order, all of that is the can be the irritating part, but what I'm seeing, the left side again is the receiving side. This is like happening like right now through the J's, and J's is June right now. So June's in July, is that you're it's well worth it. So think of it, it's just like having a baby, that you get pregnant, you have an idea, as far as let's have a baby, you get pregnant, you do that 9 months, the labor part, it's not the greatest, but you have the results, right? So you're in active labor, right? And so this is where, especially through right now is June, I'm seeing the head's baby already has what is called cap it. So the bed size, that means I'm seeing the top of the head, and it's more than a quarter size. It's like the baby's head is ready to come out, meaning the whole situation is birthing itself. And so that's like where we're pushing the energy, the baby out, we're taking the shoulders off. And so part of your head, part of you wants to clamp down your energy around the shoulders. And so that's us contracting back. And so this is where we're like, no, this is where I'm following my heart, and I'm not contracting my energy back, because I know how that feels. I will feel stuck. I will feel like I can't breathe. And so I'm going to go with the flow with this. And also in a very short time, because I'm looking at you, it's in September of this year of 208. I'm seeing September 208 of you feeling grounded. And again, I have arrived and feeling like this is like a new place and all new, actually very quickly in your forms, because like in like when I see grass that has grown around somebody's feet very fast, like Miracle-Gro, it's I usually see like one season means like 1 year, but you show me by this again September, you already have really well-formed grass. So that means to me a very big move, and feel very grounded very, very quickly. And you already have the place picked out, right?
Well, that I do? No. No, right, actually, this is my dad's house that we're selling, and I would love to move. You're right. You're right about that. But until my dad's house moves or sells, we can't move forward.
Right.
So I guess
I'm seeing that your dad's house is selling really fast, so that's what you're going to hold on to, right? That your dad's house is selling very fast, like we're looking at like now, like in the J's, right? June, July.
Okay.
And also, have you already had offers on it? Or is this the first weekend that you've had ability to have offers on it? Or this is, I'm just seeing that it's like no problem, like a piece of cake. I was looking at a client that is comparing it to a client in Colorado that they said that they're booming, that the business is booming there as far as house selling. They have no problems, that people are selling their house within 3 weeks to a month at tops, you know, where other parts of the country are not doing that. I'm seeing the same scene. So something about that is very similar. So there's or that house is very similar. So they're wanting you to know that it's, again, a piece of cake. This is part of the rebirthing process. So remember to breathe, just like Lamaze, right? That this is rebirth, and this is part for you as far as taking the steps for what you want, Cheryl, for yourself, as far as what put your voice in for you, what you want, as far as your next dwelling, your hopes, your dreams, your desires, where before you could have compromised yourself for other people, and this is where you're doing this for you, right? And so, but I also see it seems like you fall into a place that, again, by September, you're already in a place, and it feels like you've already been there for a long time. So it's, and you feel very comfortable, and this is no time at all when you think about this is already January, June, you know? So think of, remember to call in your people, your guides and your angels, in particular your maternal grandmother wants to say, like, combing your hair. So that's like really embracing the child, but also the men are here too. So really it's that I'm seeing things happening very, very fast, but you have the roller skate. It's like you've been asking for this, and whenever you go into doubt, put your hand in your heart, take a breath, breathe, close your eyes, understand that as soon as you close your eyes, you change the frequency instantly by closing your eyes. And so you're closing your eyes, You're getting yourself realigned. And as you do this, it's like taking a breath in that house again. I'm seeing it getting sold very quickly. I'm seeing you making a move. I'm seeing you. It's like I see Cinderella's slipper into a foot into a slipper. That means a easy fit, a good fit, a perfect fit. And so that's what you're going to find up there very quickly. It feels like to me it's already underneath your nose is what the dads are saying. So there's something there that's already there. And so
maybe a neighbor.
What's that?
Maybe a neighbor.
What do you mean by maybe a neighbor?
Well, there was somebody at one time that had some interest in it.
Yeah.
But we haven't pursued it.
Okay.
But well, apparently we need to.
Okay. Well, think of this as June is just started on this what? This is June 2nd, right? So now this is when you're taking those steps, right? So when the biggest step, though, is what your heart energy did, Cheryl. So remember, your heart energy said, yes, I am going. Yes, I'm rebirthing myself. Yes, I am. Like, really, when I see a baby's head coming out of the vaginal canal and it's all rebirthing and it's really literally caput is what they call it. So the baby's head, think of it. I was a labor and delivery nurse. And so this is really you rebirthing yourself. And so this is all really good. This is right now. And so the house is going to move fast. And so your heart wants to do it. And so go for it. Follow the heart. And remember, the passion, everything else will come. And so follow your heart. Your heart wants you to go. Otherwise, you feel very stuck and you don't want to do that. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
So we will be here next week. So may you align with the divine.